Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, He touched me, and oh, what joy did flood my soul. Something happened, and now I know that He touched me, and He made me whole. Well, I praise the Lord. I've been touched. I've been saved by the grace of God. Welcome to May the 1st broadcast of the Gospel Pulpit. What a blessing it is to have you listening on this May 1. I hope you'll be faithful now to the house of God on Sunday. If you're in our local area, we invite you to the Fall Creek Baptist Church, Jonesville, North Carolina. Sunday school at 10 a.m., preaching at 11, Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Our Wednesday service is at 7 p.m. Our pastor is Brother Don Hudson. And I certainly appreciate the good church and the good blessing it is to have a good home church to work from. And our people are just a blessing there at Fall Creek. Amen. Appreciate all of our deacons there at Fall Creek. They do such a great job. And some of them listen to the broadcast, and I appreciate that. Amen. And God bless you. And we're looking for a great day on Sunday. And wherever I am on Sunday, I, this time I'm taping this, I don't know, but I've got a lot of places to preach and different places to be. So wherever I am, I'm going to have a good day in the Lord. Amen. That's right. And I enjoy the Lord, and I hope you do too. Well, so now we closed out yesterday the Reaching America with a Gospel project, and we'll be updating you on how that's going and when the money that came in. So we'll be updating you in the next few days on that. All right. Father, take our broadcast and use it for your glory. Will you bless our message today? In Jesus' name, amen. We're looking at a message this week entitled The Communion of the Holy Ghost. And I hope this message will be a real blessing now as you listen in just a minute. And I hope you will take time to write us this week. I'd just love to know where you're listening to us from. When you do write, please include the call letters of the station in which you're listening or the internet station of which you're listening on. We're on several outlets now, and I praise the Lord for it. Now let's go to our message of the Word of God. And boy, the devil said, oh, don't. And he does it every time. I mean, I've had it done all my life. And I gave the man the money. The next day, that money came back. That money came back. Let me tell you something, friend. God's always on the throne. I gave a man, and I knew the man was needing the money. And I gave a man a sum of money, and the man hesitated. He said, preacher, I don't know. I said, you take this money. I said, sir, before the sun goes down today, God will give me $1,000. And before the sun went down, God gave me $1,000. Now listen, you got to be a man of faith, believe God, and I'm not putting me up there. I'm weak sometimes, but I'll tell you this. If you want to communicate with God, never quench Him. Never, ever quench Him. I mean, listen, if God tells you to go to the altar, go to the altar. If God tells you to pray, pray. If God tells you to get up in the middle of the night and sing a song, get up in the middle of the night and sing a song. If God tells you to call somebody, call them. I've told you the story many times how God told me to call different. One preacher, God told me to call him one day, and I didn't want to call that guy. I was praying. God said, I said, call him right now. I picked phone up, and what a blessing. That man needed my phone call. I texted somebody the other day. It must have been a very timely situation. Don't know what all is going through. Man, they were so appreciative of the text. Let me tell you something. Never quench the Holy Spirit of God. When He lays something on your heart and you know it's from the Bible, do it. If He lays you to take food to somebody, lady, do it. If He lays you to make a cake for somebody, do it. I mean, don't go to heaven with a whole list of things you've quenched the Holy Spirit about. Don't quench Him. Preachers, don't quench Him. It ain't. Like, can I tell you preachers something? It ain't what you want to preach on Sunday. And it ain't about your eloquent series that's got to fit together that you got to have every sermon in order. It ain't about that. Listen, there's nothing wrong with preaching series. Please don't misunderstand me. But don't close the door to the Holy Ghost. Be sensitive about what God wants you to preach. I want to come on this radio. I want to preach exactly what God tells me. You say, preacher, I don't like to hear you. Well, I can't help that. You say, well, preacher, you need to preach a certain style. Well, you take that up with the Holy Ghost of God. Pray for me. But God has let me be. And the greatest day in my life is when I realize I'm Ricky Cothran. No other preacher. I don't look like any other preacher. I don't act like any other preacher. I'm just me. I'm me. I'm country. I don't glory in ignorance. I want to be smart in the Bible. I want to be wise in the Bible. But I don't want to quench Him. Amen. I don't want to quench God. Now, amen. Now, let me give you another one here. Number seven. If you want to have communion with the Holy Spirit of God, invite Him to be a part of your life. You know, it's really good about every 3 hours. If you just say, Lord, Holy Spirit, I yield myself to You. About every 3 hours, just say, Lord, I yield myself to You. 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 o'clock. And just wherever you are, just breathe under your breath. Lord, I yield myself to You. Invite Him to be a part. You know, many of us, me. We don't invite the Spirit to be a part of our life. Lord, I got this. I can preach. Lord, I got this outline. This will preach. I can do this. Lord, I got this children's ministry. I can handle it. Lord, I got this radio station. I can handle it. Lord, I got this Christian school. Lord, I got this children's home. I can handle this. Whoa. We need God. We need to invite God. I'm on this pulpit committee. We can handle this, God. We don't need You. We can handle. No, you can't. Invite God. Did you know if your church is seeking a pastor? If you're in the will of God, every one of you on that pulpit committee will agree on the same man. If they don't, you've got somebody on the pulpit committee shouldn't be on there. Or you've got somebody's heart ain't right. Did you know in the book of Acts, when Paul and Barnabas were called, the Bible said that not only did they know about it, but the church knew about it too. Let me tell you something. When it's God's will for a man to come to your church, I believe the church will know who it is. Oh, you may have the exception of one or two. Well, there's always somebody going to be odd and vote no or do something. Amen. That's just rebellion. That's just the devil. That's just the way it is. But I tell you, as a whole, everybody's going to know who. You know what? Churches today across America tore all to pieces. They get without a pastor, and this one wants that one, and that one wants this one, and this one wants that one, and that one. When you get like that, your church is going to suffer greatly. I know where there's a church. And they got to doing that, fussing and fighting and splitting and splintering. Amen. This has been some time ago. This is years ago, and I was pastoring a church, but anyway, people got hurt, and let me say this to you: be careful, my friend, because let me tell you, when you're in the Spirit of God, if you'll invite Him, listen, you got a problem you can't solve. Invite the Holy Spirit. Hey, you got a marital problem? You and your wife having trouble? Invite the Holy Spirit in. Now, you know, there's some people, they just won't listen to the Holy Spirit at all. They said, husband and wife can go and they can sit down with the preacher, and the wife said, I don't care what that Bible said. I'm not going to do it that way. Husband said, I don't care what that Bible said. I'm not going to do it that way. I had a couple I was canceling. I don't do much canceling. When I pastored, I had the philosophy, I had 3 canceling services a week. That's Sunday morning at 11, Sunday night at 6, and Wednesday night at 7. If you'll listen to what I got to say, you won't have any problem. But this couple, I was trying to help them. And I met with them for 2 or 3 weeks. First week went great. Second week went great, man. We was making probably in the 3rd week. I got into something that they needed to be doing. And brother, that woman turned on me, and she said, we don't do it that way. Now, let me tell you something. There wasn't one problem. God does, and the Bible does. And from that point on, that was the end of the canceling. And let me say this to you, friend, I'm not here to judge people, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to do it God's way or you ain't going to do it. God's laid down the Bible. You got to invite the Holy Spirit. You got to, preachers, when we preach, we got to invite the Holy Spirit to be a part of what we're doing. I want God to be in GBI. I want God to be in what I preach. That's not pharisaical. That's not super spiritual. I just want God to be a part. I want God to be in my marriage. I want God to be in every decision me and my wife make. We was making a decision the other day. And I said, well, you pray about it, and I'll pray about it. Let me know by the evening what you think. And as I prayed that day, the Holy Spirit led me. The answer was no. That evening, I talked to my wife about it, and she said, I don't feel like well to do that thing. I said, I don't need it. The Holy Spirit's already told me no. Let me tell you something. You and your wife will be on the same page more than you think you will if both of you will pray. I thank God for praying, wife. I thank God for a wife that invites the Holy Spirit to be in her life, that prays. Listen, your conscience is good, but the Holy Spirit's greater. I want to invite Him, don't you? You know, you remember that little song, He Is Here? Hallelujah. I mean, boy, He's here. I can feel Him right here in the room with me. I invite You, Lord. I want You to come in. I want Him to be a part of my life. I can't do this without God. I can't preach without God. They record my message. We archive these messages. I don't know, maybe they'll be played 100 years from now. But 100 years from now, I want God on my message. My wife was listening to some old preachers preach the other day, and she said to me, she said, "Boy, you can really tell those old men of God had the power on them. Man, when you listen to a man preaching without the power of God, it's like him running his fingernails on styrofoam. Or like him running his fingernails down a window glass. Man, that was screechy. I mean, listen, when you hear a preacher preach without the power of God, it ain't going to do it for you. It's like taking a stick. A preacher preaching without the power of God is like this. It's like him taking a stick, take a hoe handle, axe handle something. Not the axe, but the axe handle. Remember that axe head fell off in the book of Kings. Preaching without the power of God is like taking that axe handle and beating a tree. There's two things going to happen. You do that long enough, you're going to break the handle. That's why some of these preachers are having nervous breakdowns. That's why some of them don't know where to turn. They have not invited the Holy Spirit in. Invite Him into your problems. Invite Him into your church trouble. Invite Him into what's going on. The second thing it's going to do is if you keep hitting a tree with a hoe handle or axe handle, it's going to scar up the bark on the tree. Brother, if you keep pounding people without the power of God, you're going to hurt people more than you're going to help them. You know what our problem's been in this century, in the 21st century, the last 25 years? We've had fewer sermons, messages. Let's get away from, I tell you what, I use that word sermon too much. Messages. We've had too many messages preached, and maybe we've had too many sermons preached without the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, let me move on. Number 7, of course, in Luke 11:13 says, "If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him?" Now, I've got the Holy Spirit in me, but I want God to fill me. I want to be filled every day of my life. I want to be filled with the Spirit of God. Now, let me give you number 8, obey Him. And that really goes along with Christian, but I'm telling you, obey. You remember Paul wanted to go somewhere and preach, and God said no. That goes back to what I said a while ago. There's a certain thing I've been wanting to do. God said no. And every time I try to pursue that, God closes the door on it. Preachers, can I say something to you that may shock you? God didn't call you to do everything. You see some preachers, they get in this ministry and that ministry. Every ministry somebody else has, they try to get in it. God's not called you to do that. That's ego. That's pride. Stay where you are. Do what God's called you to do. God's called me to reach the hills and hollers of North Carolina and Virginia with my radio stations. Now, I don't know where God's going to lead in the future. Maybe God's going to expand that. I don't know what He'll do. But I want to say to you, I'm to take what God's given me, and I'm to go with it, and I'm not to worry about it. I used to want to be a big-name preacher and a well-known preacher, all this kind of stuff. You know what I'm doing? I'm to obey the Holy Spirit. Just obey Him. Wherever He tells me to preach, I pray about stations. I don't sit and think about, well, you know, this station's bigger and I'll take this and that station. Look, you know what I do? I say, God, what do you want? I told you this story. Many years ago, I had the money to be on one station. I was on two stations. I was on a station in Elkin, North Carolina, and I was on a station in Dobson, North Carolina. The station in Dobson, they didn't hardly get out none. The station in Elkin got out great. I went and locked myself in the church, young preacher, and I prayed to God. I said, "Lord, I'm going to sit here now, and the first one you put in my mind is what I'm going to take." And God said, "I want you to stay on that Dobson station." And I started arguing with him. I said, "But Lord, the Elkin station gets out better. I want you to stay on the Dobson station." I said, "But Lord, but, and I kept arguing with him. Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this May the 1st. What a great day to be on radio. Amen. Every day is a good day to be on radio. And I hope this finds you well. And I love all of our listeners. I love hearing from you. God bless you. I hope you'll take time to write me this week. I sure would love to hear from you. Now, have a great day on Sunday. All right, Father, bless every listener, those that are sick, those that need a touch. Maybe somebody's got a bad report from the doctor today. Lord, most of all, that sinner that needs saving. Lord, help him to come and realize that he needs you and bow his head. You said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Lord, have you will your way in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you until Monday is my prayer.
Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.